The more entrenched is a society in its comforts, its safe routines, the more easily it is disrupted. The more swiftly does it fall. Soft fools. They have no idea. The corruption of affluence has rotted them from the inside out.
Overwhelmed by the carnage, security had yet to take away all the bodies. They lay on the sidewalk, their horrors decently shrouded. "How many dead, Supreme Chancellor?" Organa asked, pathetically moved. "How many injured? Do we have any idea of the final casualty tally?"
"Alas," Palpatine said, his voice mimicking sadness, "that information is incomplete. But I think it's safe to say that we have lost more brothers and sisters today than our hearts can easily bear."
He engaged the airspeeder's hover mode, and they lingered above the destruction. Shifting in his seat, he watched Padme's tears brim and fall, silvering her cheeks. Watched Bail Organa take her hand, comforting, his own eyes slicked with angry grief.
"Never again," said Organa, jaw clenched. "We cannot allow this to happen again. We have to find out how it happened at all."
"That won't be easy, I'm afraid," the Supreme Chancellor said, shaking his head. "Coruscant is such an open, unsuspecting society. We have always trusted one another. I fear we won't want to question that trust. I fear that in fearing to lose what makes us great, we'll leave ourselves open to more attacks like this one."
"How were the Separatists able to bypass the security measures?" Padme whispered. "There are procedures in place, methods of detecting explosives and tracking questionable characters. We know we have enemies out there. How did they get so close to us?"
"Because, my dear Senator, we trusted too much," he replied. "We made assumptions. We did not ask the right questions at the right time of the right people."
Organa dragged his bleak stare away from the destruction.
"You're saying we've been betrayed from within?"
"No," said Padme. "No, I don't believe that. I won't believe it."
Palpatine released a heavy sigh.
"I think we must consider it, m'lady. Painful as it may be, we must look at one another. Quietly, discreetly. We don't wish to start a panic. We certainly don't wish for the innocent to suffer. But under the circumstances, a little inconvenience, a little discomfort, cannot be considered an onerous sacrifice."
"Spy on our own people? We can't,"
said Padme, revolted.
"Supreme Chancellor, what you're suggesting is the very antithesis of democratic rule."
He gestured down at the bodies, the ruin, the toiling personnel tasked with clearing up the mess.
"Tell that to the widows and orphans created today, Padme," he said softly. "Tell that to the husbands who must soon bury their wives, the parents who must say farewell to their precious children. Tell them justice is not as important as protecting our feelings."
Even distressed, she was beautiful.
"We didn't resort to this on Naboo after the Trade Federation. We turned toward each other, not on each other."
He shrugged.
"Coruscant is not Naboo, my dear. Find me another way and I shall pursue it with alacrity. Until then, my only duty is assuring that attacks like this never happen again."
He waited a moment for reality to sink in.
"As the leading lights of the Security Committee, can I count on your support, Senators? Will you help me unmask the vile criminals responsible for such pain and ruin?"
"We don't have a choice, Padme," said Organa. He was still holding her hand.
Realizing that, she pulled herself free.
"You like this idea? You're comfortable with it?"
"Of course not. I hate it," he said fiercely. And then he pointed through the transhield.
"But I hate that more. It's the lesser of two evils, Senator. Just like the formation of the Republic's Grand Army, or making deals with the Hutts. It's the lesser of two evils, and to save lives, we'll have to live with it."
"And thus do the honorable weak cut their own throats."
Outwardly solemn, inwardly laughing, Palpatine disengaged the airspeeder's hover mode and proceeded to the next bomb site.
just in case their resolve should falter.